Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Technology disaster the other night when I was trying to watch The Last of Us. In the bottom right, like 4D. There's a dude, like, with a beard, full 4D, doing the sign language.
Oh, damn.
I couldn't get him off. I don't know how I got on that, particular broadcast, and then I could not get the guy off.
Featuring the Parlay Playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Tomato bis.
Oh, wow, you have that ahead of tomato bis?
Yes, I do.
I love what? French onion, so I can't get past French onion. I love French onion.
I know you do.
I can't make it at the house, though. How do they make it?
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
He was able to walk fine.
He was back pretty quickly.
His bum was clenched.
You think so? Yes.
Well, you ever get the boo-boo contractions, though?
The
boo-boo contractions.
Is that a medical term?
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
And you're able to work a revenue deal. Do you go home and put on some kind of leather pants and get slapped around a little bit by Lauren?
No, I was a little too late for that last night, so I'll have to say that for the weekend.
Wait, did you pick up a couple slices of Roni and then do the Globo gym and put the nipple things on? And just zap yourself every time you had a bite.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Right, morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
What's happening?
Happy Friday.
Oh, baby.
Is that what it is?
Yes, Wiggy. It's a Friday.
I know that.
We are without Courtney. She is at a bachelorette party in Palm Beach. But that means, I'm guessing, Jackson Lead, if you want it, when we get to Leeds in about 15 minutes. Could we, to start the show, could we go live immediately to Shador's custom draft room and see if it's still void of any human beings at this moment? Chime? Okay, good. Maybe round two.
Yeah, definitely round two.
I mean, is round two prime time or is that not prime time?
That's why you don't go to the NFL draft unless you are a legit top 15 pick.
Okay, so I guess we could debate that. Would it have been worse if he were there or if he built a $25,000 branded custom draft room and is unable to get in it at any time?
Well, the worst is if he's there, because the camera is going to constantly be right in your face all the time. When they went to Shador, but it wouldn't be as much as some guy standing there with a camera as everybody is starting to go around and just, you know, you can't really go nowhere. At least at that place, you're not on camera for a while. You can maybe go to a bathroom and hide for a while.
Yeah, well, it is the moment that we've all been waiting for, and the round one for the New England Patriots in the books.
Wow.
And so I get it. You had a need, and you drafted for the need, but you you missed on. You did not select a guy that many are calling the next Emmitt Smith.
You know what that broadcast was missing last night? A live look-in of Gerard Mayo watching in his living room as picks 1 through 3 went off the board.
Yeah, right.
That would have been the interview I would have targeted if I was hosting at ESPN. But also slightly concerning that Will Campbell couldn't fit his arms around Goodell in a bear hug. Anybody else notice that?
No.
That was not great. Yeah.
No, he's honestly also having a hard time reaching his eyes to wipe his tears away.
Yeah. Now his arms are all I can see. But hey, this is going to be their future. This is Vrabel's first major decision. If you want to go back to the last successful run, 2001, if you don't hit on Richard Seymour, who knows? You know, everything else may be up in the air. Obviously became a Hall of Famer. So this is Vrabel's Richard Seymour type pick. And we'll see how Campbell performs.
It's just, I think that we all probably expected that pick. But when I heard that there was a trade announced for the Cleveland Browns at number 2,
yeah,
I got a little giddy, like, oh, damn, did the Patriots really do it? Hmm. And then I was like, oh, Duval.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think of Jacksonville moving up and what they gave up to move up?
I like what Jacksonville did a lot more than what Cleveland did. I think trading back to 5 to get the defensive tackle when you just signed Myles Garrett to that major extension, like, I feel like Travis Hunter is, I know, you know, he's not maybe going to be the elite receiver. If I'm the Browns, I need a guy like Travis Hunter more than I need a guy like Mason Graham. That's just my perspective. I don't know our draft guru thinks, but I thought that Jacksonville won that.
I mean, big nuts on that new general manager who looks like he's 17 or 18 years old.
Yeah, so he's younger than I am. I hated the trade. I thought they gave up way too much for a kid that doesn't play quarterback. Like, that was an absolute haul. Cleveland clearly indicated they wanted nothing to do with this draft. They wanted out. They got their future first-round pick next year. They got a bunch of other picks. They have a ton of holes to fill. I think that was a great move by Cleveland, and the Jaguars are taking a massive risk, and because of the Jaguars, it likely will backfire.
Yeah, I just look at the Jaguars being in a position where they got a new coach. They're trying to, I think they're building a new stadium, so maybe they're trying to, you know, revitalize the organization. They got Trevor Lawrence, and you go up, and it looks like that Travis Hunter is going to be, and because the head coach said it, is mainly going to be an offensive guy, and you'll sprinkle him in on defense. I don't mind that you literally gave up a first round for next year. If they feel like he's going to be a legit wide receiver.
Well, they gave away a first round for next year and a first round for the following year to move up. Correct?
No, I think it was just one.
I think they did chime, did they not?
So they gave up, Jacksonville gave up 5, a second, and next year's first.
Yes.
So Cleveland
first.
Has first,
yes,
yeah.
Yes,
Cleveland has
first.
Two of the first 5 picks in the second round.
So they gave up a first round pick for next year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, if you feel like that's, I would have given up a first round pick. I mean, obviously more for A.J. Brown, not necessarily that position, but they feel like this is going to be something that revitalizes the organization, the fan base. I got no issues with what they did with it. He's going to be mainly an offensive guy. So my biggest thing when I looked at that, I kind of knew the first 3 picks. Everybody kind of knew it. My thing was with New England. I don't even care about the arm length. Like, I'm not saying this kid's not going to be a good player.
The arm length thing is the most ridiculous argument of all time. But the bottom line is, you went and drafted for need. I thought they weren't going to draft for need. So, okay, we have been guilty of whining about the offensive line. That's fine. I just don't know why you're willing to pass on somebody. In my case, it was Genty. Like, I feel like that's somebody who's going to be an explosive addition to your offense and is going to give Drake May an alternate weapon.
Right.
You wanted
Tyler Warren.
You wanted Ty Warren. He went somewhat late.
Yeah, he went to Indianapolis at 14, the second tight end taken behind the kid from Michigan, Loveland, which was a shocker to me. But I look at it like this. So let's say the Patriots, with their second round pick, take a running back, a wide receiver, a tight end. I just feel like you could have got an offensive lineman that might not be as good as Will Campbell as a player, but you missed out on taking a maybe generational skill player.
Can we go over what are running backs paid in terms of rank in the NFL, and what are left tackles paid?
Left tackles are way ahead of running backs.
One's the top.
Yeah.
The other, outside of specialists, is the bottom. Running backs are the least highest paid non-special teams position in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to say to me you can find a running back, even the good ones are cheap than mediocre tackles, you can't find cornerstone tackles, especially now. That you could have traded for Tunsil. Shyman, I agree. Mm-hmm. That's what they should have done. But in terms of free agent franchise left tackles, those are very infrequent.
But if you look at the elite running backs that are at the top of the market and getting paid, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, those guys, Derrick Henry, those guys are generally high first round draft picks. The elite, I'm not saying you can't get a good running back later in the second
round. What's more easy to find, a good running back in the second round or a good tackle in the second
round? When we say good, that's like I think that might where you and I differ. When I'm talking about potential to be elite, right? So if
the man is the next Emmitt Smith. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, that's the comparison for everybody.
I hate this argument on the Subaru of New England text line. We missed out on a running back in the first round. Give me a break, Greg. Okay. Then you pick your poison. We missed out on a skill player on the offense in the first round. That is my assessment of the first pick by the New England Patriots when you're sitting there with a number four pick.
And it
bothers me. Sorry about that.
And if you don't like running back, well, you also missed out on the best receiver who went only a few picks after you as well, by the way.
Because the way I look at it, Curtis, you can find good players. But I was talking to Jones and Keefe about this. My thing is, when you look at the fourth overall pick, let's say Will Campbell is elite when he's all said and done. And Ashton Jeanty or Tetteroa McMillan or Tyler Warren is elite when they're all said and done. They're Hall of Famers. I would much rather have the Emmitt Smith than the Walter Jones. I would much rather have the Randy Moss than the Orlando Pace. I would much rather have the Rob Gronkowski than,
Orlando Brown Jr.
Hall of Famer, left tackle.
Joe Alt, my favorite player. But I hear what you're saying. And that I actually like that they didn't take a big risk.
Yeah.
I feel like Vrabel is here because he's meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
He's getting the organization. I heard Mike Reese's report from ESPN pre-draft saying their goal was to get foundational support for their franchise quarterback, and that's what the. But you're right. If Ashton Jeanty's really great and Will Campbell is even good, you could say that was a mistake.
Campbell's really great,
right?
But you're okay with the pick. You were reasonably happy last night with the pick.
Well, I've learned to not fight things I cannot change. So I feel like Will Campbell is a guy that was basically inevitable, and
I did become somewhat concerned with Jeanty when I saw him wearing the bedazzled Crocs. Like, I am not a bedazzled Croc guy.
Massive ick.
Was that an ick for you, Shy?
Yeah.
That's what the young kids are wearing, though. The young kids love the Crocs.
What is the opposite of an ick? Because as much as I rail on Travis Hunter as an NFL player, what he was wearing last night was awesome. He looked good.
Is that chartreuse, that jacket? Chartreuse? Or what color was it? Pink?
Yeah, it looked like a highlighter pink. Like, it was
great.
It was
and
awesome.
It had the little like tie thing that not just buttons, but had like some sort of a elaborate tie thing that was there. So
yeah, we did a who wore it better, Andy Hart or Travis Hunter?
McMillan Was that some sort of a snake that he had around his
neck?
No,
that was like...
What was it?
Wasn't that just a Hawaiian lei?
Yeah, that is.
Was it a lei?
Yeah, or, I think so. Grandmother
made. It was like multiple.
Yeah, because he gave one to Goodell. And I don't know how much we're going to get into or what they said, but there was one thing that Vrabel said, and I was going to do it as a lead, but it's just
You can do it as a lead.
All right.
Yeah, you want to do it as a lead?
Okay.
We got a lot to get to.
Yeah.
When it comes to our wrap-up of last night in the draft and... Will Campbell, selected by the New England Patriots, with pick number 4. We'll hear from him throughout the show, but definitely during They Said It at 7:20, and we will hear what Mike Vrabel said about his shiny new left tackle coming up when we get to They Said It at 7:20 on this morning's show. This, however, right off the bat this morning is Walter from Boston. Hey, Walter.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
The thing I don't agree with you guys about the Genty pick, if you pick Genty and put him in this offense, every team that plays you is just going to bring everybody up because you have nobody to get over the top. That's why I look at what Wiggy said, and, you know, taking the tackle was a good thing because you give Drake time. But if you put – Oakland's going to have – I mean, the Raiders are going to have a tough time with that too. If they don't put guys on the outside, teams are just going to bring everybody up on Genty. You know what I'm saying? And it's like – Barkley said he had his best year this year. Barkley said he had his best year this year because teams couldn't always bring up two guys, you know, everybody in the box.
Walter,
he said,
you've
got to have somebody out there.
Have you watched any tape? I watch a lot of tape.
Yeah.
The kid is,
well, me too,
he is
did you
electric.
Hear what Saquon Barkley said? Saquon Barkley said the reason his year was so great this year, teams couldn't bring everybody up in the box. He said there was times when he passed the line of scrimmage where the safeties were way off. So he knew he was going to have at least 30 yards on the run.
Yeah.
You've got to have somebody outside to bring them guys away from the line of scrimmage. Look how good Henry was down there when he had Brown on the outside.
Yeah. My question for everybody this morning will be, are you happy with this pick? Were you smiling?
No, I'm happy with the pick because if with the Patriots receivers that they have, you've got to have a little time. Unless they get somebody with speed on the outside, which I'm hoping they get Noel or Luther Burden still there. There's still some good guys there that can help them a lot. If they get somebody to take away, even the tight ends and Diggs will eat more if they get somebody who can move a safety back.
Okay. All right.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, Walter, you too. Happy Friday. And we got a lot to get to on the Friday Greg Hill Show here at WEEI, including our leads in about 10 minutes. I mentioned They Said It. News with, I'm guessing, Shine probably on the news in Courtney's absence today at 7:45. And as we always do, we will play Hill Notes back at 9:20 or thereabouts. And you can leave one of those on any topic at any time on the Odyssey app. And before we get to trending and Curtis with the weather, just quick, let's go live to the custom draft room of Shador Sanders, if we could. Hello? Anybody up? Somebody making coffee? If somebody could maybe run out and grab some breakfast sandwiches. Dion and the missus would like to eat if anybody could run out and get sandwiches.
So, Greg, you go to more, well, I guess you and Wiggy, you go to more parties than I do in a day.
Yeah, I never say no to a party.
What's the proper courteous thing to do if you're an invitee? Mm. So if you're a guest.
You stay out of the frame.
So
you're in
the first round is coming to a close. Shadur's phone has yet to ring.
Right.
Do you just let yourself out? Do you Irish exit? How do you handle that?
Personally, I would go outside and call him from a blocked number.
Oh, my God.
And then watch everybody scramble. That's what I would
do. Oh, man. It's just, and what's crazy about this whole situation is he was, or at least we were told throughout this whole process that he was top 5, top 10. So what happened?
Are you saying just by his father or by others?
Even others. What happened? This is what I want to know. What happened that he went from being top 5, top 10 to completely out of the first round?
It might have been the second or third Rolls Royce that he purchased.
But everybody's got that, though. I mean, every kid had a chain the diamonds were dancing like crazy on their
Wiggy,
neck.
I'm not having that argument with you.
So what was it?
People judge some part of the whole process is what your character is and how good of a team guy you're going to be. And you're running around before the draft even takes place with $150,000.
Did you not watch the draft?
I did, yes.
Every kid had a $150,000 chain around their neck.
Some of those were probably gifted.
Well, so
it's like the Oscars.
But they all were spending, like they all, and good for them if they got the money and they could do it, but they all had flashy chains. I would love to know. And I know that, like, maybe, you know, some was his cockiness or whatever.
Yeah, I think it was.
There are people that are cocky that you
You heard one NFL insider legit say it was the worst interview that he or she had ever seen from a college player ever. Like, he knows everything. He's that tight. And it's probably not his fault. He was brought up that way, but he's probably a guy who thinks he knows everything.
Travis didn't even get interviewed by Jacksonville. He was like, yeah, they interviewed. I talked to them at the combine, and then that was it.
My thing with Cam Ward is I am really hesitant to say a guy who at no point during his entire college career was ever viewed as the next number one pick in the NFL draft, ever had the pressure of being the guy. Shedeur Sanders had more pressure on him in his first day of practice than Cam Ward did this entire season. And Cam Ward going, he's probably better. I don't know. I trust people. But the Shedeur dropping is so dumb, especially, Greg, it's usually the opposite. If you have the pedigree, just like you say, Brees didn't play in college because he didn't have your last name.
Yeah.
When you're a guy that's Fourier Wiggy's kid, yeah, you're going to have a better shot in the NFL.
You would have thought.
Yeah.
So it was somewhat shocking. So, all right, we got a lot to get to, including what is trending with Scheim filling in for Courtney this morning right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by OrthoLaser. The New England Patriots drafted LSU offensive lineman Will Campbell last night in round one of the NFL draft. They hold pick 38 in the second round and pick 69 and 77 in the third round. Both those rounds will take place tonight.
Are they going to allow Gronk his desire to pick number 69 for the New England Patriots?
Oh, I hope so.
Okay.
That's a huge whiff if they don't.
I know. I said he wanted to do it, so I hope they let him do it.
They should.
The big shocker of the night, though, was the Jacksonville Jaguars trading an absolute haul to move up from 5-2 to select Travis Hunter. The other news, too, Shedeur Sanders has fallen out of the first round. He will be available at the beginning of the second round if a team chooses to take quarterback there. The Celtics are up 2-0 against the Magic in round one of the NBA playoffs. Game 3 in Orlando tonight. Tip-off is at 7. Jason Tatum listed as a game-time decision after missing game 2. The Red Sox dropped another one to the Mariners 4-3 yesterday afternoon. Garrett Crochet got the loss, going 5 innings, giving up all 4 runs, but striking out 9 along the way. The Sox head to Cleveland to take on the Guardians tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Tanner Houck on the mound. You can listen to the game right here on WEEI on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You can kick things off with Christian Arcand at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. NBA playoff update for you. Knicks beat the Pistons 118-116 to take a 2-1 series lead. Thunder overcame a 29-point deficit to beat the Grizzlies 114-108 and go up 3-0 in the series. And the Clippers beat the Nuggets 117-83 to take a 2-1 series lead. And in the NHL playoffs, the Panthers beat the Lightning 2-0 to go up 2-0 in that series. The Maple Leafs beat the Senators 3-2 in overtime to take a 3-0 series lead. The Wild beat the Golden Knights 5-2 to go up 2-1 in that series. And the Blues beat the Jets 7-2, but the Winnipeg Jets still hold a 2-1 series lead. Trending now is brought to you by OrthoLaser. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at OrthoLaser New England. Online at OrthoLaserNE.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
By the way, my man Drake May, quote tweeting the pick with the LFG, got me right in the fields. Honoring the great.
Are you officially a Drake May guy now, Curtis?
I am officially. Thumbs up 1 year later. 55 degrees and cloudy afternoon, high 75.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With the fourth pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Will Campbell, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We are minus Courtney this morning. She was talking yesterday about the bachelorette party that she is at in Palm Beach, Florida. So I'm sure you'll be able to get an update or two on her social media over the weekend if you want to keep track of Courtney.
Quick note, Shime and I will be hosting tomorrow, 9 to 11. Ken heading down to Breakers. He's one of the nude bartenders that they've hired.
Excellent. I enjoy on Saturdays when I am doing my errands or perhaps traveling, listening to the Ken and Curtis show. Yep. And sometimes I even call. I'm not greeted with the same respect that I am perhaps greeted with when I call other shows, but that's a you and Ken thing. I don't know.
Well, he runs the ship. I just am there for.
I don't know what that's all about. 1 week from today, we will be in Springfield, Massachusetts for Roadshow number one. Curtis, I am told by some in the weather business that next week it's all 70s. Is that correct?
Could be touching 80, and we're not going to be below 7:30 for a sunset for a very long time.
Okay,
so looking like summer's arriving.
This weekend, not so great, like in the 50s, but seems like we're done with that, and we're launching full summer starting on Monday. So we will be at Max's Swing Lounge 1 week from today, Roadshow number one. Some of you lushes who listen to this program demanded a breakfast beverage be available, and so we have moved over to Max's.
We called an eye-opener.
We cannot wait to see you. Night before pregame, we will be at MGM at the Tap Sports Bar, and we'd love to hang out with you. I don't know if it'll time. Probably won't time out Celtics-wise because I would imagine – I don't want to jinx anything, but should they sweep – we won't time out with a Celtics game, I don't think, next Thursday night. Although, the way the NBA does the schedule, they will probably play tonight, and then game four will be Thursday.
June 2nd.
Yeah.
At least we'll get good playoff basketball, though, so 100%. We'll be able to watch something.
100%. And we got Leeds coming up shortly. This is Darren from my adopted home continent of Maine. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's up?
Not much. I just had a quick, brief question for all of you guys. Appreciate the time. Would you guys have given up what Jacksonville gave up to move up to number two to take Abdul Carter?
We talked about what they gave up at the start of the show. I would assume that Wiggy may have done that because he loved the player.
Yeah, I would have, and I'm aggressive with it because if I can potentially get a generational edge rusher that changes the tone of your defense, look what Philly was able to do in the Super Bowl because you can get pressure on the quarterback. I would have. You know, I would have did the trade for A.J. Brown, but I don't know how long I would be in the NFL. Maybe it'd be similar to my Brockton coaching career. I would be very aggressive when it came to trading.
By the way, Curtis, you brought him up earlier briefly during the weather report when acknowledging Drake May and his social media. Swing and a miss on Tom Brady not being in the war room last night.
Yeah.
Like, for pure NFL nostalgia marketing purposes, unless Pete Carroll didn't want him in there.
Right. Also, smart managing. Delegate the draft room, because if it fails, nobody can put it on your lap.
Right. That's a good one right there.
Yeah, but maybe Pete Carroll wanted it to be his.
Maybe.
You know.
Yeah, I expected to see Tom Brady there.
Yeah.
What they should have done is had Tom ready to go after 7 p.m. when Pete Carroll was sleeping.
did you see Bill made a comment about Will Campbell?
No.
He said too old.
he's looking for a rim shot, Chime.
God.
Hello. What?
Oh, gosh.
Shine, what are you furiously working on over there?
The Wait, news?
Oh, okay. All right. We appreciate that.
You're welcome. Jackson
do the news.
I was watching the draft on television last night, so I didn't catch any of the draft program here at WEEI. How'd it go?
It went great. It was a lot of fun. Myself, Arcand, Mego, Fitzy, we had a good time. Nobody was really thrilled with the pick at number four.
Yeah, nice.
But overall,
like, mostly disappointment, right?
Yes, I would say the majority of the disappointment probably came from me. So I might have been the wet blanket there, but I think Arcand was very much on Curtis's side of the street, where you needed a left tackle, you took the consensus best left tackle on the board. Mm. Like, can you really fault them for it? But I just did not love the
pick. I cannot wait to get to my lead.
Really?
Just based off of what something Chime just said.
Okay. All right. Let me get Randy from Providence. If I'll give you another minute to properly compose your lead, Wiggy.
Right.
This is Randy from Providence, Rhode Island. Randy, road show.
Good morning.
We have a road show in Newport this summer. Will you join us at the road show in Newport?
You know what? I try to stay in Providence personally.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Otherwise,
I'd be happy to.
You're not a travel guy. You don't like to go anywhere.
Same.
Yeah, I'm very at home here in Providence, okay. And I like to stick around here.
I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that. That's fine. I'll come to you after. I'll come to you after the road show.
I hope you guys have a great time down there, though.
Thank you. Your thoughts this morning.
Well, I'm very happy. I don't know if you guys remember, I called and we spoke yesterday morning about the concept of the left tackle versus the running back.
Yeah.
And I think Will Campbell, I don't know if you guys saw the clips. There was clips from like inside the war room with Wolf and Vrabel, yeah, and then Kraft on the phone with Campbell. And Vrabel was like, said to him, quote, "You're about everything that we are." And that's what he was always looking for this offseason, was personality fits, building a culture, setting that up. I do think that you guys keep talking about wanting the running back and so forth. And look, we've got so much information in the NFL in recent years that show that running back success is kind of dictated by the offensive line in front of it. And the one guy there likes to use Saquon Barkley as the example. He came to Philly and he was the reason and all that. Well, sure, but Philly was also the reason that Saquon was so good. If you look at his stats, the last few years in New York behind that porous offensive line, he struggled at 3.9 yards per carry in 23, 4.4 in 22, 3.7 in 21. When he got to Philly behind that offensive line, 5.8 yards per carry.
Yeah.
Okay. It's offensive line helps lay the, you know, literally pave the way for running back success.
Yeah,
but listen, I think, you know,
there may be a lot of New England Patriots fans who, like you, are very happy with this selection. And to be clear, when you say you guys wanted the running back, it's not everybody. It's mm-hmm. me. Wiggy wanted the tight end.
Yep.
And Curtis is fine, I think, with his pick.
I'm fine with where they were after being in the fourth spot. This is the pick that made the most sense.
So when it comes to whining, it's really just me.
Right.
Shine, where were you at? I can't remember.
I think Shine was with the running back as well.
Yeah, I would have loved Genty. I would have loved Tet McMillan. Hell, I would have even been interested in a guy like Jalen Walker. The offensive linemen at this spot weren't worth it.
Basically, like the two ball guys in the room, wanted Genty. And everybody else, Curtis is fine, and Wiggy wanted a tight end.
Yeah, I would have took Genty. I would have been happy. Like, I would have went traded down and went Tyler Warren. I would have picked up some extra draft picks. But if they would have took Genty at number four, I would be coming in here today with a smile on my face like, okay, I'm all for it. I am happy.
Is there anything they could do today that'll shift your opinion?
No, because, all right, so now you're going to be sitting there with your top of the second round, and I seen Luther Burden play. They played UMass last year, and I seen him as a talented player, but I just feel like what Tyler Warren and even Ashton Genty would have gave you, just, and it's all projection, right? But their level of where they could go is much higher than where I see Will Campbell. And you could have got a left tackle in the second round, and I'd have been like, Genty, left tackle? Cool.
It's just Gerard Mayo effed you at the drive-in. They always, the drive through, however the expression is,
yeah.
He just screwed the pooch.
Well, you could say Kraft screwed the pooch by allowing him to coach that final game.
Whoever you want to blame, but you're so close. You were so close last night.
Yeah. And then you would have had your pick of whether you want a Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter.
Yeah. All right. Well, we should probably take a quick break, stay on the clock, and we will get to our leads, including one from Jackson.
Will he call the police because the leads are late?
I think I asked him earlier if he could call the police on the Will Campbell pick, but he said Denham is not answering as they identified his number.
Oh, blocked
and the
it.
Denham police are not. They have him blocked.
Suspicious. Right,
so we will get to leads next. Chime, that's a deep cut. Tom Petty, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
But I don't know the song.
So the song is Louisiana Rain for our guy Will Campbell from Will Campbell. Louisiana State University.
Okay, all right. Excellent. Well done. Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru of New England and their Love Spring event, which is here now. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Note when it comes to listening, 7:20 is when we have been debuting the weekly wrap-up with an R from Acrobatic. Do you want to... Do you want to do it at 7:20 again?
You could do it whenever you want. I listen to it. It is straight fire.
It is?
It's fire.
You say that every week, though.
Because every week it's fire.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So.
It's a pen game. It just is like, I wish I had that talent.
I saw on his Instagram yesterday his tour date. He's doing a bunch of shows in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe we should go to one. You and
I'm all for that.
Maybe we'll go. So Acrobatic. He wraps the week up. He literally wraps the week up sports-wise. And we'll do that at 7:20. But leads now, and we'll begin with Jackson because Courtney is not here. Hello, Jackson.
Hello, good morning. I did not call the cops on anybody today, don't worry, or yesterday. So we're all good there. But I'm going to address an issue that 50% of the population deals with, and it's a very unspoken issue, but science may have solved it. Urinal splashback.
Okay.
Science has come up with a solution for this, finally. Uh-huh. The urinal has not changed since the invention of it in 1917.
I was going to ask, when was the urinal invented?
Well, they had it for a long
time. Well, you would know. You were there.
Thank you, Sean.
They've had a lot of versions of urinals, but the one that we know today
was
invented in 1917 by Marcel Duchamp.
Okay. Right.
And it's called La Fontaine. He's a French fella. But an international team based out of the University of Waterloo in Canada have come up with a new toilet design to reduce splashback. And it will reduce splashback by a million liters a day.
Okay. Mm.
Can you not sigh me, Curtis?
Yeah.
Come on, don't sigh me, bro.
There you go. There you go,
Don't sigh me, bro.
And Mitch has a video or a picture up on Twitch and YouTube right now that shows the two new designs. The one on the left is the original one. The one closest to that one is like the most normal one. And then the two ones on the right are the new ones.
Mm.
And it will reduce splashback by...
A million liters.
A million liters a day, literally. And it'll save 10 million liters of water a day. Mm. It'll save money because there's less cleanup, so companies have to pay less people to clean up. And not all heroes wear capes, but these guys should be commended.
All right.
Okay.
I feel like the one all the way to the Nautilus, if that's the name of it, how does that one reduce splashback? I can see the cornucopia.
So that one's based. That one is designed for handicapped people.
Okay.
I'm not sure why it's. I'm not sure how the physics work.
All right.
But there's physics, and, they used a lot of mathematical equations to figure this out.
All right.
And it was actually inspired by dogs, because dogs, when they pee, they do it at a certain angle as to not get splashback.
Mm. That's key right there. No one likes the splashback.
You're a big bidet guy. Yeah. So you enjoy the splashback.
No, that's in a different area. I don't want...
I'm aware it's in a different area.
You ruin your sneakers with the splashback.
Yeah, right. See, it's a problem that nobody talks about, but like I said, half of us have to deal with.
Right. All right. Jackson, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Lead, Jackson.
We appreciate that. Shime, good morning.
Morning, Greg. So the New England Patriots selected Will Campbell last night. If you were watching any of the draft coverage or saw on the internet, I was not overly excited about the pick. I don't love the pick. I'm not about it. I think there were other ways to go about finding a left tackle, and drafting Will Campbell with the fourth overall pick to me wasn't it. But we do have other rounds to look ahead to. There are more picks to be made for the New England Patriots. They have 3 picks tonight. So their first pick is 6 picks into the second round, 38 overall. They need to come away with either one of the pass rushers still on the board in Mike Green or Donovan Ezeraku, or they need to come away with a talented skill player at receiver. A guy like Luther Burden is there. Travion Henderson is still available. Jalen Noel out of Iowa State. Those are the guys that all have my eye. I think they would be excellent additions, and we can kind of get back on the right foot here if you add one of those guys. Mike Green and Donovan Ezeraku, I never would have expected to be available at this point. And so having the opportunity to get a pass rusher like that, that to me is a first-round talent, would be a big win.
Wiggy seemed to indicate some interest early this morning in Luther Burden.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, I seen him play. He's a good player. I just feel like he didn't have even as much success as the kid Jalen Polk did when Jalen Polk was at Washington. So, like, when you kind of compare, like, all right, what could he be? And he's a little bit more of a smaller, and I could see him being more of a slot guy.
He plays a lot like Steph Diggs, actually.
Yeah.
Like, he is it so maybe it's too redundant for them to get Luther Burden, but I think he's a really good player, and he was much better in 2023 than he was in 2024. The offense in Missouri went through a bunch of changes. Mm-hmm. Quarterback wasn't very good, so he struggled a lot last year, but the year before he was excellent. And I think that's the Luther Burden you would hope to get in the NFL.
How did the final mock shake out?
We did okay. The big thing for me is that I got
probably
the trade.
Not great because we haven't mentioned it to this point.
No, I mean overall, considering, like, compared to everybody else, I think everybody else was probably right around the average accuracy.
What was the number of accurate?
Probably the top 5.
No, I had the top 5. I had Gray Zabel going to the Seahawks. I had the Giants trading back into the first round to take Jackson Dart. So I know all those were dead on accurate. And then I think I only missed 4 of the guys that went in the first round. So I had 28 of the 32 players in the first round.
Why did the Giants go through the whole charade with Shador and then draft Jackson Dart?
I'm not sure. I guess maybe because there was probably, like it seemed at the beginning, there was a split in the front office somewhere, whether it was Daboll and Joe Shane or ownership and Daboll and Shane. Somewhere along the line, one person loved Shador, one person loved Jackson Dart, and the Jackson Dart lovers won out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Chime, thank you. Up next, a lead from Chris Curtis and a lead from Coach Wiggins and a lead from yours truly. And then we'll get to Acrobatic in the weekly wrap-up at 7:20. And they said it after that on the Friday Greg Hill Show right here at WEEI.